T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Vice President Harris traveling to Central America. We have the story.
Young girl shot in northwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police make an arrest at a weekend hit and run. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Yesterday, we hit 82 for the high. Our normal high this time of year is 86, and it looks like we'll be close to that later on this afternoon. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Border security and migration were the topics of discussion as Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her trip to Guatemala.
The U.S. and Guatemala agreed the best course to slow migration is to jumpstart the economy there. President Alejandro Giammattei said through a translator he appreciates American CEOs willing to step in.
Their companies can establish businesses in our country to create more employment and thus stop migration.
Vice President Harris pushed legal immigration, urging migrants to not head north.
I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
The leaders promised to talk again. Today, the vice president is in Mexico for talks there. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A young girl was critically injured in a shooting in West Wichita last night at the Magnolia Wood Apartments near 13th and West. Police say a 12-year-old girl was shot at least once and was rushed to a hospital in critical but stable condition. A police spokesman said that they believe the shooting took place inside one of the apartments. The two other people were inside the apartment at the time. Investigators have been talking with people to determine what led to the shooting. It's not known if the shooting was accidental or intentional.
Wichita police have arrested a suspect in a weekend hit and run that critically injured a woman.
18-year-old Bryson Waddell has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery and two counts of hit and run. At around 9:20 Saturday night, officers responded to a hit and run injury accident at Douglas and Greenwood. They found a 26-year-old woman with critical injuries who was taken to an area hospital. The woman had been crossing the street after leaving a business in the 100 block of South Greenwood and was struck by a newer white sedan traveling northbound on Greenwood. The run vehicle was found Sunday unoccupied in a hotel at 36th and Rock Road. The suspect was contacted and taken into custody without incident. The investigation is ongoing and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County DA. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The state of Kansas ordered less than 1% of its vaccine allocation from the federal government for the COVID vaccine, the state health department has reported.
The disclosure came as the department's data showed that Kansas still had nearly 593,000 unused doses as of last Friday. Demand for inoculations has dropped, prompting the state and county health departments to increase mobile clinics and bring vaccines to churches and work sites. The state health department said it ordered only 1,020, or 0.7% of its federal allocation of 147,660 vaccine doses. Its data showed that an average of 4,348 vaccine shots a day were administered during the 7 days ending last Friday, its lowest 7-day average since January 21st. The department said 42.5% of the state's 2.9 million residents had received at least one vaccine shot.
Kansas Information Network Steve Olinghouse reporting.
The FBI and Department of Justice announcing a retrieval of a majority of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline when it was hacked in April. Fox's David Spunt reports.
Roughly 64 bitcoins. That's about $2.3 million in street cash value. It's back in the hands where it belongs. This after the Justice Department and FBI seized this money from criminals. We know that Colonial Pipeline paid this money last month to the group DarkSide. It operates out of Russia, but tonight the group is glad that part of it is back. DarkSide initiated a ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline system early last month. It paralyzed the fuel supply on the Eastern Seaboard and cost many more at the pump, not to mention those long lines just to fill up. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco made the announcement that while the Justice Department successfully recovered not the total amount paid by Colonial, the heads of companies, large and small, need to pay attention to this report and pay up front for cybersecurity.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The hockey playoffs are here. Game one tonight in Wichita. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Wichita mayor looks to honor singer and actress Carla Burns. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 8:08 now. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita-born, Tony-nominated singer and actress Carla Burns died Friday after a six-month illness at the age of 66. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News the city will find a way to honor the internationally acclaimed Burns.
If we were to get a new performing arts venue in the near future, you know, how we should be naming a wing of it or part of it after her.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
The acting mayor of Boston hands a pink slip to the city's police commissioner.
The termination of Commissioner Dennis White comes as he came under fire for domestic violence allegations. Mayor Kim Janney moving to oust White after she says an independent investigation found he physically abused his ex-wife back in the 90s. Janney says his return as commissioner would send a chilling message to domestic violence victims and the city. The mayor will announce plans in the coming weeks for a search to replace White. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
NASA will be sending two missions to a planet that's been overlooked.
People who follow NASA have been watching in amazement as the space agency sends rovers and flying drones to Mars. But NASA has been, by its own admission, not paying much attention to the planet which sits closest to Earth. That is Venus. Now, NASA is pledging $1 billion to two missions planned for the end of the decade. One called Da Vinci Plus will study Venus' atmosphere, while Veritas will map Venus' surface and host a deep space atomic clock, sort of like a GPS, for deep space exploration. Eben Brown, Fox News.
At some Starbucks locations, you might not be able to get some of your favorite menu items.
Your iced macchiato breakfast sandwich may be on hold at some of the coffee giant shops throughout the country. A Starbucks spokesperson tells Fox Business that the company is experiencing temporary supply shortages of some of its products. As a result, many customers are not pleased and have taken to social media to vent about local stores running out of pastries, sandwiches, syrups, iced coffee, and cups. And it's not just Starbucks. Throughout the pandemic, numerous industries have experienced supply chain disruptions and labor shortages. Starbucks is apologizing for the inconvenience and says it's working quickly and closely with supply chain vendors to restock items. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Bit of a strange traffic hazard out there right now. Hearing reports northbound on I-135 north of 21st Street, a semi-truck with its back doors open. There doesn't appear to be anything in the trailer. It is empty, but those back doors are open in this moving semi-truck northbound on I-135 right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With plenty of warm, moist air across south-central Kansas, we'll see some patchy areas of fog and even dense fog, and that may hang around for a while before we clear out by this afternoon. Sunny and 87 for the high. Partly cloudy overnight, our low near 70, then sunny and warmer on Wednesday with a high near 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, some fog still around the area, 69 degrees, east wind at 6 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning, the vice president in Central America, and I believe this morning she's going to Mexico, or is there this morning? Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers with us this morning. Tanya J. Powers, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. And have we wrapped up things in Guatemala? Now we're on to Mexico. Is that right?
Yep, on to Mexico today. This is the vice president's first foreign trip. She is set to meet with the Mexican president today. They will witness the signing of a memorandum of understanding that is going to establish more cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico on a variety of things. First of all, a development of programs in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The vice president says she's working to address the root causes of the migration, which has, you know, caused the influx of people coming to the southern border of the U.S. She says she's also going to, or her aides rather say, they're also going to talk about vaccine sharing, as well as the economic and security relationship between U.S. and Mexico as well.
So, but one of the things I know is we're gonna spend a little money down there, throw some money at some of the problems, right?
Yeah, this was there was also, as she was going to Guatemala yesterday, coinciding with her meeting with the Guatemalan president, the Biden administration announced a number of new commitments to combat trafficking, smuggling, and corruption, as well as the investments in the economic development in Guatemala. So that is part of what's going on today. It was announced at the same time of her trip yesterday.
And the vice president also saying, making pretty emphatic that, hey, if you're coming up to the USA, we're not going to let you in unless it's, you know, a legal deal.
Yeah, that's one of the things that she said yesterday during that press conference was don't come to the border. She went on to say that what they're doing to try and mitigate, you know, the people coming to the southern border is, like I said, address those root causes of things that are making it where people want to leave their home countries to begin with and make the trek, which is, you know, it's not like it's, hey, I'll just grab an Uber and go to the southern border. I mean, you got a lot. It's quite a journey. Mm-hmm. And pretty dangerous. And what she's saying is if we can mitigate the problems going on, making them leave in the first place, then we might stand a better chance of, you know, stemming the tide of people coming. And I use that term loosely. But the number of people who are coming to the U.S. borders, the southern border, and trying to get in legally or illegally. I mean, legally is one thing, as you mentioned. Illegally is where the problem comes in, where we've had, you know, the influx of people who have come illegally to the southern border. That's been on the rise since April of 2020. In March of this year, there were, you know, border patrol folks said there was nearly 19,000 unaccompanied children in March alone. It's a pretty big problem that she's been asked to tackle by the president.
Tanya, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time this morning. Mm-hmm. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. She's on that trip to Central America and Mexico with Vice President Kamala Harris. 8:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Former President Trump launching a speaking tour with former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly in December. The truck will be called the History Tour and will feature live conversations between Trump and O'Reilly. Trump says the conversations will be wonderful but hard-hitting sessions tackling real problems occurring in the U.S. He also promises a never-before-heard inside view of his administration discussing how things were accomplished as well as challenges, both good and bad. A tour coming up in December, Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump. Well, Ted, the first thing the winner of Michigan's winning millions lottery plans on spending his money on fixing the gas pump he tore out of the ground. The unidentified Genesee County resident in Michigan says he bought his ticket for Friday's drawing while he was filling his tank at Speedway gas station. I started scratching the ticket while my gas was pumping, he says.
When I saw I'd matched the number 14 and then revealed the $1 million amount underneath, I started yelling, "Are you kidding me?" I was so excited I forgot I was filling up with gas and drove away with the gas pump, the nozzle still in his car. Wrecked the gas pump. 59-year-old says he's taking the lump sum rather than payments, meaning he'll bring home $634,517 minus the cost of a gas pump.
Yeah, and he's already spending part of it on something.
Got a little excited there. I'm not sure if I were in the same situation, I might get as probably wouldn't get that excited, but I don't know. You never know until you win a couple of million, right, in the lottery. And I haven't won any yet, and I don't think you have either, as far as I can tell, right? Okay. I guess you got to buy a ticket before you can do that, right? On this date in 1966, today is June 8th, by the way, a merger was announced between the National and American Football Leagues to take effect in 1970. Pro football. Merging the two teams, the upstart AFL coming along with their wide-open offensive play, a style of play, a fun play, by the way, fun to watch, and merging with the old stodgy NFL, and now we have what we have today. In coming up on 8:17, Steve and Ted in the morning, maybe this is a good time to say, how long, a few weeks maybe, before we talk with their good friend Mitch Holtis this year? What do you think?
Well, yeah, we usually start talking with Mitch from Chiefs training camp at the end of July, so we're about 7 weeks out.
Yeah, and it's always fun every time we have
it's
Mitch.
It's amazing
on.
How quickly the summer goes, and all of a sudden we're talking to Mitch.
We'll be talking about Chiefs again here in just a little while. All right, 8:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and he is talking about hockey this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, it's hockey time in Wichita. The ECHL playoffs begin tonight in the Western Conference semifinals. The Thunder is in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. They've had a great regular season. Now let's see what happens in the postseason. Starting out with the best of five-game series between the Wichita Thunder and the Fort Wayne Comets. Games 1 and 2 are tonight and tomorrow night in downtown Wichita. 7:05 tonight, Thunder and the Comets. This game is not being played at Intrust Bank Arena, nor is tomorrow night, the normal home for the Thunder, because Disney on Ice has Intrust Bank Arena this week. So the Thunder had to go to Plan B, and that is the Wichita Ice Center at Maple and Sycamore. So the Thunder will be at the Wichita Ice Center downtown tonight, right across from Riverfront Stadium. So Thunder and the Fort Wayne Comets go at it in the first two games of this playoff series. Good luck to the Thunder in the postseason starting tonight. In minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge is on the road for the next six games down in Oklahoma, taking on the Tulsa Drillers. And first place is on the line between these two. Wichita's in first place. Tulsa is just half game back in the division heading into this series as the Surge is on the road for the first time in a couple of weeks. 7:05 tonight, Wichita at Tulsa. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals are out on the West Coast in California, beginning a week-long road trip, taking on the Los Angeles Angels to get that road trip started last night, and it did not go well for the Royals right from the start, even in the first inning. You heard the action last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Kowar is trying to get out of this inning. The next pitch is hit in the air in the gap, and that will split them. In comes Stassi. And Lagares comes through to make it 4-0 Angels. And here comes Mike Matheny.
Yeah, couldn't even get out of the first inning without a lot of runs being scored. The Angels go on to win it 8-3 as the Royals lose at the beginning of the road trip. Three losses in a row now for the Royals, and they're now even up on the season again. 29-29 record, 58 games in. The Royals and the Angels go at it again tonight, 8:30 this evening. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Coming out of the bullpen for the Angels last night, throwing a scoreless ninth inning, was James Hoyt, the guy that pitched for the Wichita Wingnuts. And he has been called up back to the majors, and James Hoyt is now coming out of the bullpen for the Los Angeles Angels. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night, the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Brooklyn Nets at home hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. Huge win for the Nets, 125-86. Coming off the bench for the Nets, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet. The action on TNT.
Shamet again. Landry Shamet with consecutive three-pointers.
I mean, this is just a clinic, Marv, on every way possible. Offensively locked in, and everyone stepping up, playing big for Brooklyn.
Marv Albert with the play-by-play call there, as Shamit makes 3 3-pointers on his way to 9 points. He also had a 3 rebounds as the Nets won that game by 39 points. Brooklyn with 2 home wins, up 2-0 in this best of 7 against the Milwaukee Bucks. And a big day in Shocker baseball history. It was 40 years ago on this day, the Major League Baseball draft was held. The Seattle Mariners had the first pick, and they chose to go with a pitcher from Oral Roberts, Mike Moore, who did not have his best years with the Mariners, but he was pretty good with the Oakland Athletics throughout the 90s. And then the number 2 pick was the Chicago Cubs, and they took Joe Carter out of Wichita State. Of course, Joe put up monster numbers in college and ended up with a very long major league career. He did not have his best stuff with the Cubs. They ended up kind of missing out on the best of Joe Carter, who had some big years with, of course, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Cleveland Indians along the way. And, of course, hit one of the most iconic home runs in World Series history to win it for the 93 Blue Jays. Joe Carter, the number 2 overall pick by the Chicago Cubs out of Wichita State. That was 40 years ago today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean has advice for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.